Good morning, everyone. This is Lewis Rogers, and you have reached the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. I'm thrilled today to have a friend and colleague, Andrew Tapley from Walker & Dunlop, our favorite mortgage banker loan originator in the entire universe. Walker & Dunlop has helped Capital Square go from a tiny company to a fairly large company. We're approaching 100 full-time people working around the clock to acquire, manage, and then dispose of properties, and it's all clicking like clockwork. So thank you, Andrew, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It will be lots of fun. I understand you're a senior managing director at Walker & Dunlop. If you would, give us a little flavor of Walker & Dunlop. I know for our audience, for our regular listeners, they have heard Willie Walker speak a couple of times about the history of Walker & Dunlop, but if you would, give us the flavor of the firm.
Sure. I've been fortunate to spend my entire career at Walker & Dunlop. I joined in 99, and Walker & Dunlop back then was two companies. It was a company called Green Park Financial that was a Fannie Mae DUS lender, and then Walker & Dunlop was a local mortgage banking firm in DC. Green Park was a nationwide company, and I started on the Green Park side doing Fannie Mae loans, and basically over the years, we've acquired several other companies that gave us Freddie Mac and HUD license, and then continued on building the company. We went public, and now we're one of the largest providers of capital in the country. Obviously, my focus is on the multifamily side, but we have a capital markets group, we have investment sales, we have equity. So really have built out a full service real estate platform and seen the company grow. I think when I started, there were 60, 70 people, and now we're well over 1,000. So it's been some historic growth, but that's the basics of Walker & Dunlop.
That's phenomenal. And you're on the New York Stock Exchange, so you can track your net worth every minute if you wish.
We could track Willie's net worth every minute, yes.
That's funny. And I see you have a bachelor's degree in history. What does history have to do with government agencies who lend on multifamily properties?
It doesn't. When I was in college, I talked to a lot of people about sort of a liberal arts education versus going into finance. And to be brutally honest, I didn't have, while I always knew I would be in the business world, I didn't really enjoy sitting in a classroom learning about finance and economics. So while I did take some of those courses, I talked with a lot of people. They had explained to me that while a finance degree is something that some employers would look for, others would value a liberal arts education. So I decided that that's the path that I wanted to go, and I majored in history. But my first job out of college was with Walker & Dunlop doing commercial real estate finance.
What gives you a good background in being able to read and write and analyze?
Yes, and that's I started working under Howard Smith, and he was always a proponent of people who he felt confident that were good writers and could. While understanding the numbers was always important, you had to be a good writer in order to underwrite deals and make the case to loan committee and get those deals approved. So yes, writing was always a key component of what Walker & Dunlop has always looked for, employees that were able to be good writers and tell a story.
I can imagine working for Howard was challenging. He could be a difficult taskmaster.
At times it was, but we always had a very strong relationship and got along very well. When I moved from underwriting into production, I worked directly with Howard, and back then I spent many a long night, but it was a great way to learn, and he was a great mentor and has become a great friend.
He's a wonderful guy. Happy to meet him at the retreat. And you know, one thing you did before the pandemic, which was powerful, is have these events every quarter at the Metropolitan Club and other places. And you introduced us to the key people at Fannie Mae and other mortgage lenders. And those relationships proved to be valuable. Even when we couldn't meet, we had met, we knew each other, we had a basis for working together. And those meetings were very powerfully helpful for a small company growing.
Sure. And obviously, it's hugely important for us to have those relationships with all those lenders. Obviously, Fannie and Freddie being the two lenders that I work with the most. But we've obviously, as you've grown, we've had opportunities to do loans that didn't necessarily fit in the Fannie or Freddie box. And we've had to branch out, and we've had success with life insurance companies and banks. And having all those relationships hugely important. And that's where the growth of Walker & Dunlop has really proven that how important that growth has been, so that we do have a broad platform and can basically finance any and all commercial real estate.
So you're a Washington and Lee grad. That's probably Howard's influence.
Howard also went to Washington and Lee. Yes. So he was the first. There were a couple of others before me, but then after I started, there were a couple people who came along that really made a strong push recruiting there, and we were fortunate to have a very large team of generals that went to Washington and Lee and have since moved on into Walker & Dunlop, and it's been great. Recruiting down there, Howard's led the charge of recruiting down there, and it's just kind of blossomed. Obviously, now that we are over 1,000 employees, well over 1,000, we are represented by a large number of schools, but sure. I still think that Washington and Lee is the largest.
Well, it's co-ed now, but back in the day, was College of Charleston more of the diversity program for Walker & Dunlop?
Yes. And again, when Howard was there, it was all men. But yes, I think at this point now, we have been recruiting from all over. And obviously, diversity is a huge focus of senior management. And yes, so we've been fortunate to have numerous schools to pull really good talent from.
Well, that is great. Might you have hired someone from College of Charleston that I would know personally?
Indeed, yes. So Alex, your daughter is on my team, and we've built a very strong team. We're very fortunate to have several members of our team who are analysts and originating business for us and helping on the Capital Square side, as well as other clients. And we've developed a very strong team and are fortunate to have Alex as a part of it.
I'm very happy that it's all worked out. And I'm the proud father of a daughter whose firm has funded a couple of billion dollars of mortgages for Capital Square. So I'm the happiest guy on earth. You specialize in agency lending, and I'm here to tell our listener audience we know Fannie, you know Fannie, Freddie, and HUD maybe, but the Fannie financing is so much better than every other lender on multifamily that when it fits, it absolutely gives Capital Square a competitive advantage. If you would describe Fannie financing, how DUS is different from Freddie financing, and maybe just a word on HUD, which takes too long for our business, but great for construction.
Sure. So on the Fannie DUS program, that's delegated underwriting and servicing. And basically what that means is Fannie has, and Green Park Financial, as I mentioned before, was one of the original five DUS lenders when Fannie came out with the program in 1988. So we've been doing this a long time. And the program was established, as it says, delegated underwriting and servicing. So Fannie Mae delegates the lenders, Walker & Dunlop being one, the ability to underwrite the loan. Obviously, if there are certain aspects that don't fit inside the box, we have to approach Fannie and obtain a waiver. But for the most part, we are doing the underwriting on our own. We, and then we close the loan, we continue to service it. And that process is delegated by Fannie. So we're able to sort of control that process, especially the underwriting process and the closing process. And that gives us a lot of flexibility. We also take risk on those loans. So if a loan that we make goes bad, then and there's a loss, we share in that loss with Fannie Mae, which is different than on a Freddie Mac loan, where with Freddie Mac, what we do is we do preliminary underwriting, we submit it to them, and then they basically go through their underwriting process. They approve the loan, send us a commitment, and then we forward that on to you. But in the event of a loss there, we don't have any risk sharing. So it's just a very different model, and there are different levels of control. Obviously, with Fannie, we have a lot more control than we do with Freddie. As you said, HUD, totally different beast, much more of a government agency where it is taking significantly longer than a Fannie or Freddie loan. It's great debt if you can jump through the hoops and you have the time, but it just does take significantly longer and has a much tighter credit box.
Yeah, so that's helpful background. No matter which flavor of agency financing, the debt is superb. It is so much better than one of the other primary lending sources, the CMBS, collateralized mortgage-backed securities market. The spreads are narrower. The underwriting is more efficient. It's really efficient on due diligence and closing costs compared to every other loan model because Fannie, Freddie, and HUD are dialed in. They know multifamily. In fact, I think you financed an acquisition for us where Fannie had loaned on a property. We were the third time. They had 15, 20 years of files on a property we were buying, so it wasn't really a great surprise to them how old it was and the roofs and the demographics.
Yes, we're fortunate that that actually happens quite a bit, whether it's a deal that has been in our portfolio that we've refinanced multiple times, or it's a deal that has been in Fannie's portfolio that one of our clients is coming in and acquiring. Obviously, with the amount of business that Fannie and Freddie are doing, it's not unheard of to have a deal that's been in one of their portfolios for quite some time. So that knowledge just enables us to even streamline the underwriting even more than it already is.
It's very efficient. And it works perfectly. And where there's affordability, the terms simply are unmatched. We were in the twos last year on lots of properties. In the twos.
Yes. Obviously, the rates were extremely favorable going through COVID. They have started to trend up, but agency debt is still very attractive. And as you mentioned, affordability has become a focus. So for Fannie and Freddie, we are definitely running affordability to see what the rents at these properties, how these rents compare based on area median income. And based on those rent levels, the higher affordability that you have, the better the pricing. So we're still seeing the agencies bid aggressively. Obviously, the 10-year Treasury has moved up pretty significantly over the last 3 months. But in the grand scheme of things, rates from an historic perspective are still very low. We're unfortunately not seeing rates in the twos these days, but we are catching some in the high threes, which is still very strong.
I mean, for what it's worth, the rent growth has offset the increase in what the 10-year has done to us. The Richmond area had over 12% rent growth in the last year. So that offsets a lot of spread on the mortgage rates.
Yes, I think I remember seeing, and this is a little dated, but I think it was last year of the top 50 MSAs in the country, the worst, the top 50 largest MSAs, the worst performing market had 3% rent growth. The worst performing market.
Pro forma. Most people pro forma 3%. You can't pro forma 12, 15, 20%. People will think you're a crook, even though many markets have seen 12, 15, 20% rent growth.
Sure, but in previous years, the worst performing market would have negative.
That's
rents
right.
Would be down, and in this case, the worst performer was 3% growth, which is astounding.
It is astounding. Let me put on the Wayback Machine and take you back about 5 years ago. Capital Square is coming on its 10th anniversary. We're approaching 100 people, but back in the day, four of us came together. We'd all worked together in different sponsor companies. And then we were introduced to Walker & Dunlop roughly 5 years ago, and we started asking, you know, how does a Capital Square, a sponsor company that creates programs for investors, how do we tap into this Fannie loan business? And you started asking questions, and you began going between us and the Fannie people. And then eventually you pulled off the first Fannie loan, and now we've done 50 of them. How did you pull that off?
So obviously with your predominantly Delaware statutory trust model, that is a unique type of entity, borrowing entity, that obviously has factors that some lenders want to take a deeper look into. And it was really educating Fannie and Freddie on what DSTs are, how they work, and why we thought Capital Square was the perfect sponsor to be doing Fannie business under a DST model. And it was really just having those conversations, explaining why we thought it made sense, getting our credit team to advocate on Capital Square's behalf and talk to the credit folks. And at that point, I think you were predominantly doing CMBS business, and the CMBS world was comfortable with the DST model. And we explained that to Fannie and were able to get them comfortable. And to be honest, once we did the first one, it I think you would agree, it just has become easier and easier. Fannie is now fully on board with the structure. They understand it. Freddie we have not had as much success with them, but they want to do business under the DST model. They've done some deals, but we're going to continue to work with them. But it's very good business, and we've been fortunate to do a lot of it. And we thank you for that.
We thank you. A larger lending pool is a better lending pool. About 5 years ago, we broke through with Fannie, and when we meet them, they say, we really like your assets. We're bullish on your underwriting and your management, and you're some form of a preferred borrower. That's not a technical term, but we're in a special program to make the asset management more efficient between Capital Square's asset managers and Walker & Dunlop, I guess, as asset manager for the agency. And so we built a special machine that underwrites them, acquires them, finances them, and then manages them very efficiently. But I was noodling through your website, that's a technical term, noodling, and found the old press release from 19 when we talked about the Virginia portfolio, $225 million of mortgages for Fannie Mae and one bank financing, all in Virginia. It talks about Andrew and Alex Huffman working together, bringing in Justin Nelson for a bank lender to complement the agency expertise. And it's sort of it's a very collegial atmosphere at Walker & Dunlop. I think that's why, you know, the Washington and Lee and the College of Charleston students work so well, because they're very collaborative. They're not cutthroat. Everybody, it just seems like a higher level of respect for each other on those campuses, and the way you work as a team collaboratively. Not that it's my client, it's our client. Not that it's my loan, it's our loan. And you were able to pull off financing for Salt Meadow Bay, Misty Ridge, Belmead, 2000 West Creek, and Hickory Creek. And 5 years earlier, none of that would have been possible. The West Creek property was over $100 million acquisition, over $100 million for one property. There was a day 5 or 6 years ago when Seth Harris, our senior underwriter, came in and said, I think we should buy this $30 million apartment community. And we said, Seth, we can't buy these massive apartment communities. Years later, West Creek was about $100 and some million property with a $66 million mortgage in Richmond, Virginia, in the West End off Route 288 for our local people. And then Misty Ridge and Woodbridge, which had a $52 million loan. I mean, Woodbridge is Leesburg, Loudoun. That's data center central. It doesn't get any better than that. Bellmead is Leesburg, just a mere $45 million mortgage. And then Salt Meadow Bay is a $31 million mortgage. Just as an aside, Salt Meadow was a $47 million acquisition that's now worth about 80 some million, according to brokers' opinions of value. And then the last is a B property in Richmond near our office called Hickory Creek. All of those were financed by Walker and Dunlop and your team. And so I thank you very much for that. That was level one. You got us into level one. And then Capital Square during the pandemic was very pleased with the performance. We were 99% rent collected every month since the spring of 2020 when it hit and we were working from home to today. Many months, 100, 101% when government programs were paid in arrears. And you led us to the next level for new properties, Class A plus, purchased from the preferred builders, not really the best fit for Fannie because there's no affordability. And you took us to life companies. New York Life, JP Morgan, firms like that hadn't really financed DST 1031 programs for sponsors. So just like what you did with Fannie, you've taken us to life companies. And now guess what? We seem to be some form of a preferred borrower because they keep wanting to make the loans on these Class A plus properties. So I appreciate what you've done. I don't know how you did it, but thank you for giving us another tier of lenders for new properties that don't exactly fit the affordability box.
Yeah, again, I hate to say that it's easy because it's not. And we have a great team. You mentioned Justin Nelson, and he's our lead capital markets originator who knows all of the players in the bank and life company space. And he's been integral in getting us in with JP Morgan and New York Life and A10 on those deals that don't fit the agency box. But
A10, yep, I forgot about them.
Yep, A10 is another. And USAA. And so we have a really strong roster now. But look, to your point, you're buying great real estate. You're putting on debt that is reasonable from a leverage perspective. And again, I don't want to call it easy, but this is the kind of assets that these groups want to be lending on.
This is Lewis Rogers, founder and CEO of Capital Square Realty Advisors. For more information about Capital Square, contact me at lrogers@capitalsquare1031.com or 877-626-1031. Please join me, Lewis Rogers, same time next week when we discuss cutting-edge real estate topics of interest locally and nationally. Invest locally, invest nationally, invest with Capital Square on a tax-advantaged basis.
The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Lewis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. Living in the sweet-